Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
What up? You are inside that Friday night cipher. It's the jam session, baby. It's the hip hop informer, that dude TM Hyman. Hey, welcome to the show. It's 9:01 out here on the East Coast, and it's pretty good where I am here in Tampa, Florida. Not so good in other parts of the country and the coast, for that matter. It is brick house out there. I'm thinking probably past Jacksonville, past Tallahassee. Georgia's probably cold, definitely VA. Up further, sorry, but I will be experiencing some of that weather here soon as I head up north for the holiday, trying to take in as much as I can. I'll be in D.C. on Monday, though, coming live. Got some business popping off. And D.C. live on Monday. But it's the cipher, and we're going to recap the news in entertainment. A lot going on. Prayers and our hearts out to the folks out in the Philippines. Over 2,000 lives have been taken by that typhoon that hit. Man, it's crazy because you never know. Typhoons, what was that last thing? Tsunamis, clearly hurricanes, and just a climate that is shifting. Folks, we got to take better care of our country, of our world, and clearly of our climate because things are changing. And really, it's our fault. You know, we got to become a lot more conscious. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. If you want to let us know how your week went or let us know what's popping off in your community that CNN, BET, or the newspaper's not reporting. If they're not reporting it, come on, you be your neighborhood reporter. Up next, hot chocolate. Hey, I got new music out of Norfolk, VA tonight. My homeboy who is he spits fire. Hot. He writes books. He's an author right now, so his focus has shifted. He's brought it back to music, and I'm glad he did. Check this one out right here. It's called, I don't want this one yet. I want you to check out this one. There's a one that's called The Dream. That I want you to listen to. But I want you to check this one out right here. It's called We Used To. I get it. I totally get it. Let me see if you get it. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live. This is a Coyote Don. We Used To. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Come closer to me. Give me your ear for a second. Coyote Don. UVA. MVT. Yeah. How we do it, man. Bunch of animals, man. Hungry for this shit. Hungry. The heat of the night. I have you bubbling in white. Coke on the corner. Got low budget hustles in the fight. I'm surrounded by needle pushers with baboon hands. Ashy knuckles break jaws if you speak on my plans. I'm a 70s baby. Fucked a whole lot of ladies. Spent a whole lot of dough whipping the German Mercedes. Most of my niggas in hell, where all the enemies dwell. They had hits on them, just like the Kennedy spell. And my YouTube views low, cause young niggas don't know. Coyote Don did it big, upstate time shows. The baby face monsters developed my craft slow. And my milk bottle was a formula cash flow. The ups and the downs and the ups. Last month 30,000, but this money sucks. A long time since that prom picture and it tucked. And Dion ain't home yet, prison swallowed him up. We used to count stars, now we count dollars. We used to be scholars, Now we pop collars, we used to know the truth. Now we know murder, we stop building, and now we can't move further. We used to count stars, now we count dollars. We used to be scholars, now we pop collars. We used to know the truth, now we know murder. We stop building, and now we can't move further. The story of my life, hard to fit it in a book, let alone a 16 with a tight hook. First time I grabbed the mic, I had the party shook. Bootleg a drink, CDs made me a crook. Remember stealing weed money from my mama's book. Pocket with something karma made my eyes look. Never experimented with coke, I'm innocent. Watching my friends getting skinny from devilish mint. My nigga Tyrone used to stay in his zone. My man Booney sold drugs from his mama's home. My nigga Mud stayed fly with them polo sweaters. You know the one with the bib under the black leather. And Curtis Mayweather got murdered in cold weather. Terrence lost his life, didn't make my life better. When I was writing rhymes, learning how to do crime. Stuck in the cops with the robbers who avoid time. We used to count stars, now we count dollars. We used to be scholars, now we pop collars. We used to know the truth, now we know murder. We stop building, and now we can't move further. We used to count stars, now we count dollars. We used to be scholars, now we pop collars. We used to know the truth, now we know murder. We stop building, and now we can't move further. It all started on one continent, Ethiopia, Africa, where the knowledge went. Selassie, rock to give him praise. The world of King Solomon, who wanna follow him. The conscience of the Asiatic, speaking mathematics. Poor righteous teachers, awakening a dead savage. And all the prophets had one message. L-O-V-E will overcome Satan, less than 1 second. Release the chalice and the herbal essence. Purple haze left me cherry eyes, my nature to be wise. And poured the plants from the evil garden. Brought the seed to the planet, the bloodshed, I can't stand it. I'm trying to teach my whole family how to walk on water. Evil beneath the earth, try to steal my first daughter. And life ain't worth a dime, let alone a quarter. A quarter pound of haze can drive you to manslaughter. We used to count stars, now we count dollars. We used to be scholars, now we pop collars. We used to know the truth, now we know murder. We stopped building, and now we can't move further. We used to count stars, now we count dollars. We used to be scholars, now we pop collars. We used to know the truth, now we know murder. We stopped building, and now we can't move further.
See, you have to understand that I am a true hip-hop head. I literally almost caught the Holy Ghost listening to this song. I'm sorry. Listen. Because it's about truth. I mean, he's saying something. Yo, he was really saying something. And at the end of the day, I mean, he was telling his story. But he was saying something. Because at the end of the day, I mean, it used to be about consciousness. It used to be about, you know, trying to empower and educate. And now it's everybody out for themselves. Everybody's chasing the dollar. And he said, because of that, we ain't really going nowhere. We chasing our tails. We not growing. And I so get it. All the way live from Plant City, give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show, Mama. I know you get it. I know you get it.
I get it. I get it. And I loved it. That joint was tight. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend, my TM Hyman Network familia. What's up, everybody?
Whoa! No doubt. I mean, man.
Yes, I like that joint.
I mean, that's consciousness that rocks. We don't, that's Kendrick Lamar underground.
Yeah, really. Really, from the east side,
like
from Shark City.
Kendrick Lamar. No, absolutely. I mean, and so this is my call to order for all of those MCs who feel like, you know, you had to put it down and you had to move on. I'm here to tell you that everything happens in cycles and everything moves in seasons. And it may not happen when you want to, but typically it happens on time when you stay focused. Dust it off. Dust it off. Listen, I need folks to bring whatever you got back to the table, back to the forefront, and put it to use to motivate. Because,
yeah,
listen, whatever you can do to motivate us, fortunately, I'm not going to say unfortunately, fortunately, music and lyrics and song and stories, it motivates.
For sure. And you have to be you. Be yourself. Don't follow the trend of what everyone else is doing just because you think that's what's going to get you on. It may get you on, but it's not going to get you what you really want. It's not going to feed your soul. It's not going to drive you as the artist that you're meant to be. So, you know, do you. Do
yeah.
you and be you.
And I get it. And I wasn't trying to be funny. When I said almost caught the Holy Ghost sitting here, for those who are like, what did he say? Yeah, I was just really like on a listening to the song. It took me back, first of all, because that sound to me was premature for hip hop music 20 years ago, because that sound with Coyote Don, you know, who really, that's a new name, that's another name. He used to go by another MC name, and I'm not even going to put it out there because I'm going to have him back on the show, because really we got stories to tell. That there's some things that I just will never touch ever as it relates to conversation, because it takes me back places that I really don't want to go. But I don't mind allowing other people to tell the story. But understand this, when I say hip hop, I am hip hop. That's really all I know when it comes to music. I grew up in a hip-hop era, so, I mean, really, I'm total hip-hop. It's not just about music. Hip-hop is a culture. Hip-hop is again, just that, a culture. Just like there's black people and white people and Asian people, there are hip-hoppers. We are
right.
People. And I am one of those. And it's a culture. And so I grew up in a hip-hop era where it shifted from music and it became about business, where artists and producers and managers and executives start to get together to figure out, okay, how can we control more of this business that people are making money off of us from? So I grew up in an era where it became all business, but again, it was still all hip-hop because we changed the face of how people did business. Understand, I've always been the youngest leader in every work group I've been a part of. But the key word is leader. I've always been the youngest. And in every instance, I changed the face of the game. When I became a leader, what I started doing was I started plugging in other young leaders. There are people in this country, the country of the United States, that would have never become a supervisor or manager if there wasn't a T.M. Hyman in place to make it happen for them.
That's right.
People trusted me, and what I wanted to do was, just like other people in other cultures, they infiltrate an environment through their relationships. You know, I didn't manipulate anything, but I absolutely made it a focus to penetrate, because it was giving people opportunities that I was given. And it goes back again. It was the hip-hop culture, because it was about empowerment, and it was about helping the underdog. And we ain't going to take it no more, and you just can't treat us that way. And it came out in our song, and it came out in our expression. Be yourself, people. Be yourself. We're going to get into news and entertainment, but, I mean, just an empowerment moment. Be yourself. It's about being respectful, though. I think in music today, even though music is popular, there aren't as many records being sold today opposed to 5, 10, you know, 15, 20 years ago, because the quality of music has dissipated. So people really aren't buying as much music anymore. There are many options. We got to bring some substance back to music and back to our culture overall. He said, because we stopped focusing on specific things, we've broke down our culture. We aren't building anymore. In fact, the culture, look at the American structure. Look at America right now. America's power has what? Has dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
Because overall, we're chasing our tails, and we got to get back to some basics. I digress. I get off that hip-hop soapbox.
But you're right. And to the artist, nobody can be you but you.
No doubt. President Obama, man, man, oh, man. President Obama, we give you permission to smoke an entire pack of Newports.
A whole pack. Michelle, give him a break. He needs it.
Get off his back.
Buy him an e-cigarette or something. Get him a hookah. You don't want him to smoke a Newport? Get him a personal hookah. Let him smoke something. Get him a Coco Loso flavored hookah. Pineapple coconut. Shoot.
Hey, he's catching the heat. I was looking at some stats for those who had actually used the government's website with Obamacare. And I mean, although, you know, they aren't completely horrible numbers, I think, but based on the census and the number of people that's in America, you got a D minus, Mr. President.
Yes, he actually probably has an F because from what I understood, based on a news report, there were only 1,000 successful sign-ups per state, which roughly equates to only 50,000 people in our census. That's a drop in the bucket. That's probably a half of a drop in the bucket. So they're really going to have to get something going with that website and get it completely revamped and get it working. And I'd be interested to see what the alternate numbers are as far as you being able to apply in person and apply over the phone. So, I mean, I think that there's still a little bit of room for wiggle and increase with the numbers, but of course they're not going to give them to us because, you know, he's pretty much set up to fail before this whole website thing came up. So anything that the other side can do to make him look worse, I think it's going to be done. But that's just my opinion.
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you, Barack Obama is hands down, out of every American president, it has been the most honest.
Yes.
He's been the most accountable president of all, because the one thing about the dude, he claims fault. He doesn't blame people like others. You know, they blame the people that work for him. You know, President Obama, he's like, nope, it's me.
Yep, it's all me. I'm the president, so I'm the blame.
Who are
you,
tickled?
Yeah. Hi.
Beige walls, wood grain floors, all white cars full of red assholes. Chores, I'm about to take the trash out. MCs is whack, couldn't last the last drop. Walk in the spot, just get your ass out. No titty boy, up until they pass out. Then cash out. Hell, we've killer. Do you know how many tracks I done snatched out? Whoa, Kimo Sabe, she look like Taraji. Make me say, oh Lord, like it was Sunday. A house for rent with no credit check. In my mind I'm thinking we done found another trap. Put the burglar bars up with the night vision. I got the NBA swag for the white chips. Four white furs, niggas his and hers. Had to leave the Hawks game and go sell a bird. That's that money ish, and I expect the turd. Word to the motherfucker that be selling serve. I'm about to slow this shit down and park it on the curb. And take the girl that I'm with and fuck up on a purse. Yeah, and now she got that money back. If she don't do what I like, I want my money back. Insomniac raps you can't sleep on. I take her out to dinner so I can get my E on. We on, doing this in street torn. Going down hills like I got me up the skis on. Icy, Freon, flying and hitching on niggas like a pigeon.
Hyman Radio Live. It is 9:23 p.m. and you are in tune to the Friday Night Cypher. You are here with your girl HC, a.k.a. Hot Chocolate, and the boy T.M. Hyman. And if you are looking for a steady stream of residual income, freedom, and improved lifestyle, Explosial is definitely your answer. Visit EnterTheOpenDoor.com for details. Again, that's EnterTheOpenDoor.com. And as we dive right back into news and entertainment, I just want to say how much I am looking forward to going to check out The Best Man Holiday, which is a sequel to the 90s smash The Best Man, with all a variety of chocolate that any man or woman can definitely, you know, indulge themselves in. For the ladies, we have Taye Diggs, Morris Chestnut, oh Lord, I done forgot the guy's name already. I'm sorry. Terrence Howard. Hold on. Let me get my cast right. I'm going to get back to the cast in just a second. Before the gentleman, Nia Long. I can't forget her because she's always a favorite for the fellas. Sanaa Lathan, Regina Hall, and a host of others. But the sequel starts today. Today was the opening night, and I've definitely been hearing nothing nothing but good things about it. I've been warned that you better have some tissue with you because it's a tearjerker. Although it is supposed to be a comedy, a lot of people have been saying, you know, how much they've cried in watching it. So I'm definitely looking forward to checking that out with my girls tomorrow.
Hey, I don't know if you all are up on your, like, robotics technology, but I follow stuff that's, like, totally out of the box. And, I mean, man, when you think of inventions, let me let you all know about something and things that are really going on in the country, just to let you know how far along we are as with technology. Because some people think that it's just the movies, but they're showing us a lot subliminally in movies and in television. There is a such thing as a robotics competition. And when we say robotics, I'm talking like, you know, 6 foot two, 330 pound, like, you know, size of an NFL defensive back, like, robot. I mean, like, straight out of, like, Transformers. Like, for real.
Wow.
I mean, the coolest stuff, because, I mean, I'm talking, like, human-sized, Terminator-like robots that are engineered to save lives. There's a robotic challenge that's going on, like, next December 2014. And there's a company out of Boston. It's called Boston Dynamics. They got a contract that ultimately resulted in the construction of this 330-pound, 6'2" robot that's being entered into the robotics challenge. And so it's a couple levels to it. You know, it's one, I think it's a regional-type robotics challenge, and then those that win on that level, the top-performing robots go on to receive, like, additional funding that helps them to undergo, like, more improvements to go on to compete. To make more money. But when you get a chance, Google the Atlas humanoid robot and look at this contraption of a thing that's actually being designed to save lives. Can you imagine, you know, a robot, like, running down the street to a burning house?
Yeah,
you know,
that's going
to
look like
Transformer
to me.
Because,
you
know, firemen can't go into the burning house, so they're going to send the robots into the burning houses and into the robots being designed specifically to be able to lift things up. Like, his hands, like lift heavy objects. His hands is replaced with, like, customized attachments, complete, you know, with the whole, I mean, a whole bunch of stuff, like go gadget everything. I mean, it's the coolest stuff. It's the coolest stuff. The Atlas humanoid robot is pretty cool.
And I have gotten my cast together for the Best Man Holiday. The characters are Monica Calhoun as Mia, Morris Chestnut as Lance, Melissa De Sosa as Shelby, Tay Diggs as Harper, Regina Hall as Candace, Terrence Hall as Quentin, Sanaa Lathan as Robin, and Nia Long as Jordan. Harold Perrineau, that's who kind of threw me off with my memory at first, as Julian. And for our blue-eyed soul members and listeners of TM Hyman, Eddie Cibrian is in this this sequel here, so that's a nice little addition of flavor there. So, yeah, again, Best Man Holiday, check that out this weekend, support the movie.
All right, and speaking of blue-eyed soul, we're going to take a break. We will come right back and keep it going. It's 9:28, TMI Radio.
Everybody get up.
Ow!
Maybe I'm going back. Maybe I'm out of my mind. the parable. Yeah, I can have a big machine bad either. So, hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your past too. Swag on them when you drag casual. I mean, it's all old time barrel. Tell them, 100 years not there when I pull up on that. It's you pad me back. I'm nothing like your leg guy. He too square for you. He don't smack nothing that pull your hair like that. So I, yeah, watch, hand waving. For you to salute and chew this pimp. Not many women can refute this pimp. And I'm a nice guy, but don't get it because you get pimp.
Shake around. Do it like it hurt, like it hurt. What you don't like work?
Hyman Radio Live Love that MJ groove right there. You're in the middle of the Friday Night Cypher. Your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the General T.M. Hyman. And if you would like to advertise your business, product, or service here on T.M. Hyman Radio, please drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and someone will contact you. Real talk, real people, real times. Shout out my people out here in Polk County, Florida. Shout out my people up there in Brooklyn, New York, freezing, but you still keep it hot. My people in VA, my people in Cali, my people in Texas. What up, everybody? And I got a little bit of news for you about all of you who went and stood in line and braved the cold and braved all of the crowds to get you or your kids the Sony PlayStation 4. Sony says that the hardware problems that you may be experiencing are isolated incidents. Sony Computer Entertainment America's North American launch of the PlayStation 4 video game console today came amid reports of some units malfunctioning, but the company said it's believed that the issues were isolated incidents affecting a very small number of systems. Sony Computer Entertainment... Yeah, right. Sony Computer Entertainment America's North American launch today, again, said that the isolated incidents are only affecting a very small number of systems. In a statement, Sony said the number of affected systems represents less than 0.4% of shipped units to date, which, quote-unquote, is within our expectations for a new product introduction, which is why I always try to let, you know, the kinks get worked out and all the bugs get worked out before you rush and spend all that, you know, all that paper for, you know, the system, and you end up with a glitch or something that doesn't really work. But the company added that, quote-unquote, the vast majority of problems at PS4 feedback has been overwhelmingly positive. They are closely monitoring for additional reports, but they think these, again, are isolated incidents and are on track for a great launch. So for those of you that are enjoying it, continue to enjoy it. For those of you who have glitches, you know, you may want to keep your receipt in your box and you may have to take it back, and, you know, hopefully you can get all of that taken care of. And the kids will be able to enjoy the games because you spent a pretty penny for that new console.
No doubt.
Now, would you do that, TM, at $399?
I don't really.
Not a gamer like that?
I'm not. I mean, the last system that I really acquired was the Wii. I still use that right now because I use that for Netflix and music and everything else. And so,
yeah.
I mean, why continue to spend that kind of money on systems when you can just, I mean, you use the one that you have. The Wii games are pretty cool. I like the interaction of the Wii. And so, nah, I ain't spending no money on no other systems, specifically when I got that for free. Nah.
Now, there's one, another one. Xbox is coming out with one on November 22nd, and that's actually $100 higher. So, you know. You know.
Right.
What do you
hey,
do?
Tammy, but,
I like my
know,
Wii, too.
You know, I spend money on a bunch of gadgets, though. Like there's another real cool, like, invention gadget that I'll tell you all about. It's called the Automatic. And so what this joint is it's this little joint that you stick on your dashboard and you stick, like, right under the steering wheel. It works, like, with most gas-powered cars, like, probably going from, like, the mid-90s later up to now. And so... the hardware syncs with your iPhone, and so, you know, I'm Mac'd out. I got Mac everything. I got two iPhones, laptop, Mac, desktops, three Macs. And so this particular device will save you money and save you energy. All you got to do is attach it to – it's like a little port. It's like a little – how am I? I'm trying to just describe, like, the size of it. It's pretty small. But what it does is you connect it to your iPhone, and it maps out each trip using, like, GPS and tallies the gas usage and mileage. And it gives you, like, a driving score. When your car flashes, you know, it's telling you pretty much, I mean, engine needs to be checked. It's telling you, you know, all kind of stuff that might, problems that might go wrong with your car. Again, you attach it to your phone. based on the model of your car and the mileage and the distances that you're traveling to. It'll tell you exactly what you need to check. Now, this is probably something that only dudes can really appreciate at the end of the day. It's another little gadget. It's less than $100, ladies, so it's not a whole bunch of money. Just as much money as you're going to spend on some shoes and get your hair did or those nails. let the dude buy a little device and stop complaining. We like those little gadgets. Why is it cool? You know, it turns regular cars into smart cars at the end of the day. You know, it's wireless. It syncs data from your car right to your smartphone. And so, you know, I'm just a little geeked out, you know, hip-hop tech dude. And so, you know, forget about me. I'm just saying. It's a little
stuff. I can see that.
For those
I can see using that, yeah. I could see using that. That he could have that. Yeah, he could have that.
I just like devices and music. That's what I spend money on, devices and music. Hey, this joint right here is Trinidadian. Bunju Garland. And this joint is called
Bunju Garland.
Different analogy
them. Nick shot them, boy.
We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. Ready. Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. The girl them a wine on stuff, we had the drinks them in a my cup. We gonna party all night. 24 parties we hit in a row. Tonight at the very last show, before we are out on the road, the girl them a release the load. So let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. We're ready. The girl them a wait all week to get up on the road like freak. The music full up on blast with thousands of chipping feet. Everywhere you look is just food, and everybody in a real nice mood. We gonna party all night. Everyone with painted body, clean credit and tainted money. Nobody want to dance by themselves, everybody want to dance on somebody. Well, let me see your hands up so, everybody know put your hands up so. If you're ready for the road, let your friend them know. We're ready for the road. Look how the sun now raising up, and the crowd now waking up. The atmosphere have vibe, and nothing can break it up. 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 We're ready. Yeah, we're ready. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready. We're ready.
Hammond Radio, you are inside the Friday Night Cypher. It is 9:46 in New Haven, Connecticut. It is 9:46 in Orlando, Florida. Thanks for rocking with us tonight. Officials say that some Philippine typhoon victims are surviving on coconut juice. And at the end of the day, we know that is not enough. First of all, coconut juice is not the best freaking juice. When it comes to taste, to me it's an acquired taste. And one, you definitely got to like coconut, and I hate coconut, and I ain't drinking no damn coconut juice unless I've been hit by a freaking typhoon, and that's all I can get. And they need some help out there for folks who are not aware. I think it's called, I'll take a stab at it. I think it's called Tackle Bond. I think that's the city, Tackle Bond, Philippines, where, you know, after a week of being hit by a typhoon out there, health officials are saying, you know, that some victims are living off of the land. And so if you really understand the whole construction and form of the Philippines, the land is nothing to eat from. And so they are living off the land, literally. There is total absence of food and water. So help me understand, you know, really what they're doing. We're talking about the Philippines, you know, which I'm not even sure, you know, geographically compared to Hurricane Katrina, what the comparison is. But I'm thinking the Hurricane Katrina situation was definitely devastating. But I know there's at least 3,000 people now that is reported dead from the typhoon in the Philippines. So support the Red Cross, who I'm sure is involved, when you don't know where else to turn, when you're looking for a way to support. I can always tell you to turn to the Red Cross. Because the Red Cross, I know, they respond, and they constantly need money and donations because they're responding to everything, it seems like, all over the world.
For sure. And you can actually request for your donation to be earmarked for the people in the Philippines if that's what you want to do. The news and weather reporters actually described the typhoon that hit the Philippines as the largest, strongest storm to ever hit land. Now, if you can fathom that, given, you know, what we've experienced in our lifetime in the way of Katrina, Hurricane Sandy, Andrew, things of that nature, it's so unimaginable to me and unbelievable to me that anybody can survive winds of over 200 miles an hour. I have a personal connection to the survivors in the storm of the Philippines because my uncle, my mother's middle brother, his wife is Filipino, and her family actually still lives in the Philippines. And luckily, by the grace of God, their home was completely spared. Like, their neighbors are actually coming to their home for shelter in this difficult time. So God bless Auntie Christine and her family who've been able to survive this storm and to be able to be a blessing to other people in need there, because it's complete devastation. Complete devastation.
Yeah, it is pretty devastating. Again, tsunamis and typhoons and hurricanes and superstorms. I mean, how, you know, they just come. And just like that, you know, lives are devastated. It's reported that over 3,600 lives have been taken, to be specific, or a little more specific, because I'm sure they're, you know, finding, you know, developing information.
Yeah.
You know, periodically, our prayers are with the people in the Philippines. Again, reach out to the Red Cross if you're really looking to see how you can help, and I'm sure they can direct you if you're looking for ways to help out specifically. Hey, just kind of turning the tables a little bit. Let's go all the way up to Toronto, Canada, and talk about this mayor that death, confessing, smoking crack.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean,
I don't mean no disrespect by this, but he's like the white Marion Barry or something like that. Just what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh my gosh. First it was
so
I didn't smoke crack. And yeah.
Come on, I want to be funny and call him Tom Ford, but his name is Rob Ford. And so, I mean, so Toronto Mayor Rob Ford reacts to city council members on Thursday, the 14th, after former aides pretty much told the police they had concerns about his drug use and his drunk driving. And so, I mean, so clearly the mayor had signs that there was issues. But Toronto City Council voted Friday to strip Ford of his abilities to govern in case of an emergency and to appoint and dismiss his senior staff, which was an unprecedented move aimed at pretty much, you know, trying to get him to resign. I mean, the mayor has pretty much embarrassed Toronto. His brother was on the Today Show. Recently, or he was somewhere recently. I don't know if it was Today Show or not. And, I mean, clearly, you know, this dude is a train wreck. He needs to step down.
He's refusing to step down, and that's what's making it even more. It's funny. It's not funny, but it is funny. It's funny that he continues to have his lies unravel so explicitly, and yet you still think that the people who voted you in office are going to have confidence in you after you've continually lied about what you did. And then there's physical evidence in the way of video clearly confirms that you did what you're saying that you didn't do. Just give it up. Put the crack hat down already. Back away from the crack. Crack is whack. We'll be right back.
Yeah. This was your city. You did it all and more. Broke every law except for one, babe. Attraction. Are you ready? I know you feel it. Pull you nearer till you feel it again. Oh, I wanna do something right. But we could do something better. I'm like tonight, and we ain't tryna save it for later. Stay out here living the life, yeah. Nobody cares who we are tomorrow, come on now. And I got that little something I like, the little something I've been wanting to borrow. Tonight, tonight, come on, surrender. I won't lead your love astray, astray, yeah. Your love's a weapon, give your body some direction. That's my aim. Crowded rooms, we can do anything. Attraction can drive you crazy. And the way you're moving, you go crazy. That's incentive for me.
Just
November 15th, 2013. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. We are wrapping this joint up. Hey, thanks for rocking with us tonight as we recap the week in news and entertainment, dropping jewels, letting you know what's new out there in the marketplace, all that, our perspective. Thanks. If you want to go back, check out the podcast. Hey, tell somebody we real people with that real talk in these real times with that network, TM Hyman. Radio, Hot Chocolate Plant City.
Itty bitty, right. Yes, always in the spot. And one more little tidbit of information.
We got 90 seconds left in the show. Let's rock.
All right, well, for those of you who are interested, Jay-Z is still going through with his deal with Barney's. He is going to put 25% of the proceeds are going to go to the Jay-Z Foundation, but 100% of the proceeds will be donated. So luckily he's going to do something good with that, and hopefully it'll all turn out to be a positive situation. But I want you all to join us back next week on Monday, Money Monday, where we got the crew back with us, T.M. Hyman, myself, Save James, and Toya is going to be here with us. And yeah, we're real talk, real people, real time. We are that crew, T.M. Hyman Radio. Myself, T.M. Hyman, Save James, Madam Boston. Where you at, Kizzy? Where you at? What you doing? Where you at? Didi, Toya, Nokia, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you.
Hey, good night, everybody. Back on Monday, 9 p.m. Be safe.
TM Hyman Live, 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 TM Hyman Live,